Wait, we're going to go up there and release a million rings into the sky and hope that they end up circling the Earth?
No, no, no. Use it like a crematorium. What? So that rather than someone, what's it called, just kind of turning into oil in 3 million years, they become a ring in, like, the next 20.
You've lost me. Describe the process of, by which Earth can get some rings again.
What, a lot of, well, first we need a space elevator.
Sure.
That's the most important.
Or a big rope ladder,
If we can,
you know what the best way to get to heaven, you know, into the universe is to believe in God. So you just believe in God, and that's the rope ladder, buddy. That's the ladder, that's the elevator that takes you up there.
I don't want to put it in God's hands to make that rope ladder. I mean, we can make that rope ladder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have to be the, we have to, we are our own gods, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's reverse Tower of Babel. You got to start at the top and then come down.
This is such a philosophical show. All right, so you want there to be a ring around Saturn, I mean Earth, which I would personally love, you know, show Saturn a thing or two. I'm sure that there's a million space stations up there that kind of form a ring. What else do you see? What's a star cluster that you... Name one star cluster that you see right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean... There's the sun.
Yeah.
I don't think we can make rings around the sun, though.
No. Okay. Well, speaking of rings, we're kind of going around in circles here, but thank you for your contribution. I don't even know what that was. Yeah, the rings of Saturn. You know, that moon was loved Saturn. You know, it circled the Saturn for billions of years. And the thing that we love pulls us down and destroys us and uses us for its crown. And that is a Bucci adage. It's not. Okay.
Bucci
it's
promise.
It's a Bucci promise. I'm going to look at some more. We're looking up at the nice guy and tell us what you see. And like a Rorschach test, it tells you a little bit about me. So I'm learning that a lot of people want to see some spaghetti or some smears of special sauce smearing across the sky, like so many aurora borealises. Yeah. Look, it's Micah. Micah, what do you love? What's your favorite constellation? I mean, you believe in God. What's your favorite constellation?
I stopped looking up.
Yeah. You know what I see? I see Micah's furrowed brow. That's what I see up there, like a really mad Micah's. And it's always it's a comfort. You're like my North Star, your face up there in the sky.
Why do you always patronize me?
What are you talking about? Wait, I patronize you? You do nothing but patronize me.
I don't patronize you.
Well, I want you to.
Yeah.
I wish you would patronize me. 201-209-9368. We're looking up at the sky, and I want to know what you see. I want you to know what you see up there. God's fedora. Jesus' fedora. It's right there. It's like a... cluster of about 150 stars that forms a perfect fedora. It's the only perfect fedora in at least the universe that we know of. Let's get some music up here. Nope, it's gone. 201-209-9368. Just one, a couple more minutes left. Yep, there we go. No one wants to see. Well, I'm just going to lie back and look at the stars myself. No, I'm not. Caller Igabuchi, last call.
Do you know there's a meteor shower starting tonight?
Is there a meteor? Who's this?
I'm Gumby down in Florida.
Okay, so you want to know if there's a meteor shower, or are you seeing a meteor shower right now?
No, I'm letting you know that tonight starts the Lyrid meteor shower, and so you're... subject is so topical, and I just wanted you to know it was a meteor shower. It starts tonight and goes to like the 22nd.
Wow. Are you in a rural area?
In the sky, brother.
Are you going to be able to see it, or do you have, or is there a lot of light pollution where you are?
I'm in Florida. I'm in the woods.
Oh, so you're going to get a good view.
Stars.
All right. Well, take a photo and send it to me, Bucci@WFMU.org.
I'll send it from my potato phone.
Goodbye. Call you a Bucci. I see the dial tone. That's it. Oh. Well, you know what I see when I look up the night sky? I see the letters and their spelling. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. And online and all the time at WFMU.org. Wherever you are tonight, look up the stars and think of Bucci. And make a wish on that winking star out there, because that's me winking at you, just in a regular neutral way. So it's kind of just like, I see you, and then move on. And I'll be looking for you. Who listens to Bucci? You Ducci, 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 Ducci.
In the days when men sought after God from their inmost heart, their communication with his spirit world was a direct one. Each individual possessed by nature most of the qualifications needed for such communication. His own spirit, attuned to lofty and divine thoughts, was capable of receiving messages from the spirit world through a spiritual sense of sight, hearing, and feeling. This is what we call nowadays clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience. No intermediaries were needed for the messages sent from the beyond. This gift disappeared as mankind fell away from God and began to devote its thought to worldly things. In the reckless race after money and worldly goods, men forgot God. This not only weakened the communication with the spirit world, but brought about the disappearance of those gifts which made it possible. Today, the majority of mankind goes so far as to disbelieve altogether in the possibility of such communication. There are relatively few people today who possess these gifts in question and who are in touch with a world of good spirits after the manner of the God-fearing folks of old. But the time is coming when the things will again be as they were in this respect. That is to say, when each individual can communicate by spirit, sight, hearing, and feeling with the beyond. Until that time, however, those who still believe in God may converse with the spirits through another channel, and many who do not believe may witness the workings of the spirit world with their corporeal senses, and thereby be aroused to return to a belief in the Almighty and in survival after the death of the body. Mediums or intermediaries are human instruments employed by the spirit world to make itself manifest to man. Inasmuch as the spirit beings require odic power for the purpose, mediums are persons who serve the spirit world as sources of odic power. Dearly beloved, I acknowledge the truth and greatness of the universal law, which contains all creation and creatures. It flows through my entire body like a mist at all times. My consciousness is now welcome to its harmonious flow, and it manifests itself in all my activities, in my thinking, speaking, acting. I now have faith in the power of my word. I speak that word. I send it forth, charged with the power of God. It accomplishes that for which it was sent. The testimonies I will make will be imprinted in my subjective mind and will rejuvenate my entire physical and spiritual being. My mind governs my entire system, and my system responds to my mind. My body is a combination of what I think and what I assimilate. Perfect health, happiness, and youthfulness are its present condition. I am optimistic, happy, and cheerful. Progressive and abundant life is everywhere. I see their ultimate beauty in me. My hair is filled with pure life and substance. The original color is natural and lasting. Its growth is strong and normal. I have perfect vision. My eyes are relaxed and strong. I now have the eyesight of an eagle who soars high and still sees the fledgling's nest. My eyesight is clear. I can see as far as any perfect being can. I do not need my eyeglasses anymore. I have sharp and acute hearing. My ears are keen and responsive to all the sounds of nature. The all-knowing, all-informing, all-seeing mind is now expressed in me as a perfect hearing. I hear that which a perfect being hears and more. I am at peace with all men. My heart is filled with perfect love. It is strong and healthy. Harmony is established in it. My stomach and digestive organs are the alchemists of my body. There is created all energy, mental and physical. They are now in harmony with universal forces. They are strong and well. My appetite and assimilation and elimination of food are stable and in harmony. My diet is balanced between proteins, fats, starches, and carbohydrates. I maintain a perfect diet. The ever-powerful, infinite mind flowing through my body perfects its glandular function. The infinite mind is expressing divine harmony in my head and neck, shoulders, chest and stomach, in my arms and hands, in my knees and legs and feet, in every cell and organ of my body. My nerves are now quiet, stable, peaceful and poised. In the midst of the crowd and noise, I maintain calmness and serenity. I am attuned to the universal mind from which all knowledge comes forth. I remember what I need, as I need it, as I know I need it. All my predicaments are solved by the wisdom of the universal law which flows through me. I am fed, satisfied, and guided by this nourishing wisdom. There is now complete harmony in my body, in my life, in my job, in all my undertakings. What I have been seeking from without, I have found within. The expression of infinite life and youth is now manifested in every organ and molecule of my body. New divine unity is established in every part of me. I am filled with youth, vigor, vitality, and strength. My body is perfect. I am happy. The tide of divine life flows through my body, through every organ tissue, every cell. I charge them with their own divine life. The serenity and strength of the universal mind fills me and surrounds me. That serenity and strength go forth as a beacon. By day, by night. In that serenity, that strength, that health, and that harmony I dwell. The power of the Divine Spirit guides me. It has opened the way for my prosperity, my freedom, and my unlimited spiritual growth. All the power of God within me established within me in my own true place. The inspiration from this power is now enabling me to visualize myself in this true place. Into my life have come people who can help and will help me maintain health, happiness, and prosperity. To them I owe a debt of gratitude, and I am most rich for it. I am thankful for all the fulfillments and accomplishments. At the opportune time, I will awaken, feeling refreshed, happy, and rested, with abundant energy for work I have to do. I am constantly attuned to the perfection of the Supreme Consciousness. To be what I want demands a positive, vibrant thinking. I never indulge in negative thinking. I build correct mental patterns. What I sincerely implant in my heart builds up into solid realization. This knowledge I acquire, I put into action. I work that I may live. God helps those who help themselves. I put forth my best efforts every time. I have faith in God, in myself, in my fellow men, and in all humanity. I resolve that all pursuits of truth must be based on authentic love and faith. Truth abides in every soul. With faith, nothing is impossible. I have faith. I have faith.
Starseed. Good evening, Star. Oh, something's not right.
There we go. good evening, Starseed. This is the Music of Mind Control. My name is Micah. Here with you every week. This is a safe space for new religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical, inspired nature, and the sounds that come out of them. Just heard an excerpt from an absolutely bizarre spoken word record from Antonio Agpoa. Meditations on self-awareness. The Reverend Agpoa was a psychic surgeon based out of the Philippines. Had a somewhat sizable following. Until he was arrested in the United States for pretending to mend a bone in a patient's neck. Instead of facing the charges, Agpoa skipped on his $25,000 bail and fled back to the Philippines. Was a target for James Randi, exposing the fraudulence. And according to the American Medical Association, he had separated hundreds of patients from their life savings and had cured none of them. What the hell do they know? I mean, if people were lining up to get their bones mended by this guy, what do you think? I mean, that he was some kind of clown? Obviously, there was something magical about what he was doing. Otherwise, okay. I want to take a trip back to Koinonia Farm for a little bit and hear from this wonderful record by Lucine Michaels called Turning Point. from 1970. Koinonia Farm was an early experiment in communal living in the style of the early Christians of the Byzantine era, I guess, first century AD. Tending to a agricultural, sustainable environment, farming together, and living spirit of celebration of diversity. This was early on. First of all, this was in the Deep South in Georgia, and it was in the middle of Jim Crow when this was established, and it was very radical for its time. Subject to all kinds of attacks by the KKK and others, yet they persevered throughout the years, still around to this day. Koinonia Farm. And in the 70s, they started putting out records by some of the members of the community. Not all of them were Christian. In fact, what we're going to hear tonight, Lucine Michaels, this is more on the side of focusing on social issues. These were real Christians. In fact, this is where Habitat for Humanity started. It was an initiative that came out of the Koinonia experiment. So, yeah, cool stuff. Anyway, this is a beautiful record. Singer-songwriter, early 70s, from a very talented woman. And I will be right back.
Life's passions, love and hate. Far as people knew, no stranger ever touched their isle before. Till one day a strange ship landed and its captain came ashore. Warning of the people's danger, you will sink beneath the sea. Tides are tumbling down on you. Mark my words, you'll sorry be. Lands are crumbling, shores eroding. You've forgotten how to live. People taking, only taking. You've forgotten how to give. Come aboard my ship, it's late now. Let's sail for a better place. Sailed with the young captain, but most cried out after him. We'll hold on to what we've got, from the ocean's tide or not. Give me my home on shifting sands, not some far off promised land. Give me my land, my own schemes, not some paradise island dream. Tidal waves lashed the doomed island, swept it from its hollow core. Dragged it spinning down and under, bubbling to the ocean floor. While the ship with its cool captain sailed on. seas, till the storm's dark veil lifted and an island could be seen, with translucent towers rising on pink granite topped with green. Garden sparkling bright with promise, visions of fulfillment seen. Thankful and with joy they landed, felt the warmth of golden light. So they loved and lived by giving, soon forgot the stormy night. Fudgesicles and soda pop. Leroy at 8, with a smile on his face, says, "Shine, mister, shine." Thinking all the while, ain't no use in caring, 'cause white folks ain't sharing with this boy named Leroy. Leroy dropped that shine box, he's now picking up rocks in defiance of a system he knows ain't for him. Leroy, Leroy, what's gonna come of you? Leroy joined the Boy Scouts, took in the country scene. There were caring people about. Green man, green. Found a frog by a stream, to have something of his own was Leroy's dream. Frog all green and white, took him home for a pet, till a rat ate him one night. Leroy, Leroy, what's gonna come of you? Join the Cobras at 14, or the Soul Brothers, he's torn between. If you join one of the others, we gonna get you, Leroy, we gonna get you. Curfew violation, busted, busted, busted again. Cops is damnation. Then a turn of the key sets you free. That's the last time you'll see me. Steal a car, jump the ignition. We're moving, man, what power. Leroy, stop! Let's hit that barber shop. Break the lock on the door. Open the cash drawer, look at the bread. Look at that bread, man, 100 or more. And a gun, it's a snub-nose 38. Cops see the motor running, stop to investigate. Oh! With the gun, Leroy runs, but too late. A roar of thunder, he falls, shot through across a barber's chair, a striped cover he's lying under. What happened, Leroy? Oh, what happened? Leroy? Leroy, you was so sweet at two.
Lucine Michaels from this wonderful record that came out of the Koinonia farm, cultural diversity experiment. That was the last time you could ever have a Caucasian woman singing about the Black American experience without being accused of cultural appropriation or entitlement or based or whatever. Pretty amazing. Leroy from Lucine Michaels and Island Dream for that. Therese Emmanuel Gray. Therese Emmanuel Gray, sorry, is a devoted practitioner of the Violet Flame and teachings of the Ascended Masters. She shares spiritual tools for transmuting karma and super accelerating personal and spiritual growth. You can go onto her website and find out how she reveals how the sacred practice of the Violet Flame divination has shaped her life and can shape yours to balance karma in the Aquarian age, and learn practical tips for incorporating it into daily life. She is also a singer-songwriter and has recorded numerous pseudo-spiritual singer-songwriter type stuff. We're going to hear from a release entitled Shrine of Love, and we will continue.
Thank you.
Forgotten the purpose of life.
That was the second island song of the evening. Completely accidental. Did not mean for that to happen. The sublimely off-kilter devotionals of Therese Rose Emmanuel, Island of Shambhala, and Highway Back to God. God. Going to delve now into the wild and woolly world of Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya is a Buddhist temple in Thailand. Huge, massive Buddhist temple. You know, like where everyone wears those orange robes. Things started to unravel in 1997 when there was a reported miracle that occurred during a meditation event. The sun disappeared and a golden statue or a crystal appeared in the sky. There were also reported miraculous occurrences in the lives of various members of the Dhammakaya. After that, there was a investigation. I guess the Sangha Supreme Council didn't take too kindly to reports of miracles, so they started an investigation into the temple, and they found out that there was it was laundering money for a crooked credit union. 11 billion baht was being laundered through the temple. Since then, they've been accused of being a fake Buddhist temple, that it's really just a pyramid scheme, that you have to buy into the whole thing in order to achieve enlightenment or go to nirvana or whatever. Strangely enough, they seem to have extreme right-wing sympathies after all that. I mean, that makes sense, but I don't know why the government... I guess things have changed in the government since then. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to play some of their music. I think what this is, what I'm going to play is, these are Dhammakaya Buddhist lessons set to song. It's possible that one or two of these might be for children. Just putting that trigger warning out there. In case that's an area of sensitivity. But let's just see what this is all about. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
great. We love them so, so much more than our lives. We want to follow cause we know it's good. When we think of them, feel the ecstasy. Why are they so great? We love them so, so much more than our lives. We want to follow cause we know it is good.
A little taste of what goes on over at Dharmakaya Temple in Thailand. Buddhist lessons in song, I think. We heard Secret Recipe Amui. Please reply, good friend. Please ordain, and just this can stop. This is what Google Translate tells me is the title of these songs. I had to run it, the language through the Google machine to get those translations. I have no idea what this is all about. But yeah, that one English-speaking song did sound like she was... talking about all the ingredients to avoid if you don't want to end up in Buddhist hell. sounds like that's what that was. Okay, so we're going to wind things up with some old archival recordings from the Love Is Real family, or the Love family from Seattle back in the day. Love Is Real started probably around 1966, 67, when a hippie by the name of Paul Erdman started telling all his friends that he was God, or love manifested, I think, was the whole thing, that he was a living manifestation of cosmic love. And that started Love Is Real. He became Love Is Real. And the rest is history. A highly concentrated communal society with a shared economy and a social network of autonomous households that interacted through a shared culture, which is basically hippie stuff, smoking weed, procreating, talking about all kinds of cosmic stuff, and getting absolutely nothing done. But it did go on throughout the 1980s. We're going to hear some off-the-cuff tape recordings from one of their get-togethers. It sounds like this is from a fireside camp retreat thing. Last time I played something from the Love Is Real family, I almost blew up the station because it sounded so bad. Hopefully that will happen again tonight, and maybe our dreams will come true. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
New York among the stars. Let me hear the yodels, conicals, and kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, caterjack me, Jack. Oh, overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas. Harmonies from tenores and hocketing barcas. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, Shuby Taylor. Fry me vocal fry, play me some Dada from Yacht Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave Van Ronk. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac. Jack, Wally Cox's Efing, and that Okinawan bounce. Track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words, in other words, vocal fry.
Drops a song. Because we do it raw, ignoring every law. We're shattering the rules, we're tearing down the walls. Go into the dance. Fall into the bubble trance. This is our last chance. We all go rhythm. All go rhythm. All go rhythm.
We must keep moving on. The past is dead and gone. No matter what you do, no one cares about your point of view. What matters is the algorithm works for you.
Go and do the dance.
Hey.
Fall into the bubble trance.
Hey.
This is our last chance.
Some people go cool.
You're listening to the song Algorithm off of the new Laibach album called Music. And we will be hearing now an interview that I had yesterday with Laibach's Ivan Novak. And thanks a lot to him for joining and talking to us on the program. Here you go. And we'll hear a little more of their music right after this.
Thanks.
I wanted to start off by asking if you can talk a little bit about your new record that's coming out. It's called Music, right?
Music. Music.
Music.
Music. Yeah, sick of music, so to say. Yeah, I mean, it was actually we recorded it last year already. Actually, we finished it last year in September, basically. And when we were thinking what to do, you know, that it would make some sense, we started to think about the current situation in music scene in general and music industry. And the whole algorithm dictatorship, so to say, and we came to this content.
Have you released any of the material that's on the record in the interim, like as singles or anything, or is this new?
Yeah, we've already released Algorithm, the song Algorithm. And the second single also, Music, also, yes. And there are videos for those. You should check out the videos.
Yes, I should know this. Can you talk a little bit about how this record and this approach to the topic of the algorithm connects with what Laibach has done throughout the years with sort of an exploration, I would say, of power and how it operates in culture?
Yeah, I mean, you know, basically, again, here music is a kind of, I would say,